So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Today is the end of May. It's the 31st of May 2019. So welcome. Hope you're well. It's a Friday. Last night's basketball started, NBA Finals, whoever, Raptors playing Golden State Warriors, pretty awesome. So just watching that this morning, we hit the end of the month, everything's been executed perfectly, in fact. We just did a review of the month with my with one of my internal guys yesterday, and then we were planning next month as well. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Joe. Hope you're well this morning. Hope you guys are ready, lined up for a good weekend. But more than that, I hope you're ready to plan for June 2019, because, and if you listen to this on a podcast and it's 2024, you missed it. Where were you? What were you doing? So hope you're well. So we were just running through all the numbers yesterday. All the numbers for the social media business, the number of clients, the amount of work that we've done for each client. And then we were looking at what capacity we've got to take on new clients in June. And it turns out we've got a capacity of just one before we have to start recruiting again. But that's really cool because it means we're scaling the business and the business going well and that kind of thing. But we, you know, we've got the whiteboard, and then we're looking at, okay, so on the actual work that we're doing, where it's actual physical work, month in, month out, creating lots and lots of content, what capacity have we got there to help other people? So that's the first question. And then the second question is, obviously, we're then exchanging time for money. Now, as a business owner, it's not my time I'm necessarily exchanging for money. It's my staff's time. So we have a manager, and the manager manages the people that do the work. So it's their time that we're exchanging. But we still have to continually pay them every time they do work, right? Obviously, because that's how work works. So we were looking at also what else can we do so that we don't have to continually do work and exchange time for money, and what programs can we publish that people can then sign up for. And so that's being part of what we were looking at for June. So let's throw this back out to you. What are you doing? How's your May looked in terms of numbers? Have you hit target? And then in terms of next month, have you got more numbers? Have you got bigger numbers to hit? Have you got that written down? Is it on a whiteboard on the back of a wall? When I used to run my lettings agency, the back wall, the entirety of the back wall was full of our goals. We had number of clients, number of tenants that we wanted to rent to. We had number of properties available, number of properties empty, number of properties rented. We had an income goal, and the income was broken down into furniture packages, setup fees, ongoing management, and anything else that we could actually sell. So Joe's just saying, done my stats and planning yesterday. Awesome. And absolutely, your planning has to happen before the month ahead actually begins, but it also has to do with, and actually we'll cover this when you come out to War Room in June and September. We're going to cover this anyway, but you've got to be looking at what you've done, and you're going to be looking at what you want to accomplish. And what you want to accomplish is based on what you've done, right? And this is one of the things that a lot of people get wrong. They go, well, next year, Dan, I'm going to be a millionaire. And you go, great, that's awesome. I like the idea of you being a millionaire. Let's go do that. How have you done last year? Oh, well, I didn't have a good year last year. I did £6,000. Well, hold the front door. What do you mean? You want to be a millionaire next year, but you've only done £6,000 last year. How's that going to work? How does that transition from one to the other? Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't wake up one day looking like this and then next year wins Mr. Universe. It is just not how it happens. So your future planning has to be based on what you've done last year or last month or last week or yesterday. It's not possible. So another good example, I always like food analogies. You can't eat like a pig and eat donuts and pizza and drink Coke and do all that really bad stuff and then stop in one day, and then the next day, oh, you're losing weight and everything's perfect and you're just eating salads and drinking water. It's just not realistic. Like, can it happen? Of course it can happen. Can you wake up the next day and be a millionaire? Of course you can. Is it highly probable that that's going to happen? is it buggery? It's totally not probable that that's going to happen, right? So when you're looking at planning for June, you've got to base it on what you've done in May, what you've done in April, what you've done in March. Me doing months backwards, by the way, is a very difficult intellectual exercise, but I managed to do it. So your next month is based on what you've already done. And if you've not done a huge amount, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. We all have to start from somewhere. So next month, June, should be, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. Like, I write down, you know, stuff I know I need to do, both for personal development. And it's like, the best analogy is like spinning plates, okay? You know, I'm sure you've seen this on the Generation Game. Do you remember that? And you'd have to spin plates, and then you go spin another plate, and then you go spin another plate. And by the time you've done that, the first plate is about to fall off, so you've got to go spin that one. And then you add another plate and another plate, and then you've got to go to plate number two and start. Now you're spinning all these plates, and it's very, very difficult. And there's only so many plates you can spin any one time before one falls off and smashes to the ground, right? And as humans, we tend to take on too many plates, and that's why we're generally not very good at anything, and because we're trying to do all these different things. So, like, a plate that I see many people trying to spin is a social media plate, right? How on earth are you supposed to do all this other stuff and do your social media at the same time? What's the most time-consuming thing that people do these days is time on social media. Oh, well, I'll just post this image, and we're posting once every 2 weeks, and then, you know, so there's no consistency. There's nothing going out every day. And then they get sidetracked because they get pulled into Facebook and YouTube and into that little weird area of YouTube aliens and cosmic civilizations. You know that weird bit of YouTube you always end yourself up in, and 3 hours later you're like, what happened there? It's like a bad night out, isn't it, where you wake up and go, I don't remember any of last night. It's because I've been on YouTube out on a beer. No, I was just on YouTube for 3 hours. I don't know where I ended up. I was looking at why unicorns don't exist or something like that. So you've got to look at what's the big time consuming stuff and get rid of it. Get that plate, pass it to someone else, let them spin it. Pass that to a professional plate spinner. How about that for getting that plate spinning really well? And then what else can you outsource? And this is part of it, is this is part of you planning. What are you going to do? What plates are you going to spin? What do you need to get rid of? What are you going to bring on board? So, like, some of the areas that I'm still lacking in are personal development in terms of actual sitting in front of my laptop and learning. I'm very good while cooking. You should see my cooking. I'm not very good at cooking, but I'm very good while cooking, listening to, you know, I've got the wireless headphones, which are really cool, by the way, these Bose ones, which are really awesome. Highly recommend you get some of those. Wireless, they're not cheap, but they are awesome. So I walk the dog, I go to the shop, listening to a podcast on my phone, really good at that. But actually sitting in front of a laptop for half an hour and actually doing some personal development and on other people's programs, I'm very, very bad at that. And that's like, that's one of the plates I need to spin better. Okay. So like now I'm like, okay, half an hour a day on that. I've got some work to do on YouTube thumbnails. And part of me wants to do it, and then part of me wants to outsource it because we've got the team and I don't know, I kind of enjoy it. But it's all this stuff that you need to start working out. What are you good at? What do you need to do? What's the stuff that's really, really time consuming? But when you do it, you're really good at it, but boy, it's taking up a lot of your time. You know, if you're taking half an hour or an hour a day creating YouTube thumbnails, the hell are you doing that for? What the heck are you creating PDFs for and images and videos? Like there's some types of videos, face to camera, you've got to do those sort of videos, and then we can utilize those and create lots of videos out of that content, which is awesome, by the way. But other videos where it's just stock footage with music and words, like, why are you doing that? I see people spending hours every single day doing that. And I'm like, dude, you should be out closing business and speaking to actual physical people. But you can't because you're spinning all these plates and it's taking up all this time. But in terms of executing the plan for June, what is it that you've got lined up? And it has to be based on what you've done last month. And that's it for today's podcast. It's a quick 10-minute podcast. I'm off to watch the rest of last night's game. It's a Friday, and I'm going to go practice plumbing mosquitoes because we're in June coming up and it's hot. So we're going to practice. I'm going to pop down to the outdoor court, practice what I saw on TV today, pretend I'm Steph Curry behind that three-point line and miss. But that's my day. Hope you guys have a good day, and we'll catch up with you on Monday. I hope you have a wicked weekend as well. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.